This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado voters have until 7 o'clock tonight to turn in their ballots or vote in person. CPR's Natalia Navarro went to the voting location at Arapahoe Community College in Littleton.
There's a good amount of people trickling in, a lot of people dropping off ballots. Another few this morning have been coming in to fill out their ballots in person. I just ran into a family with an 18-year-old daughter who was voting for the first time, and they were very excited. A lot of woohoos coming from that family this morning.
CPR's Natalia Navarro. Colorado voters are deciding on nearly a dozen ballot measures today. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Voters' decisions could result in cuts to government programs, for example, if they decide to lower the income tax. Or they could raise new money for schools by taxing nicotine products. They also could create a major new social program to provide paid leave for workers. And those initiatives could all be approved at the same time. The campaigns have spent millions of dollars, and the results may be unpredictable, since voting on ballot questions doesn't always fall along party lines. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
For people choosing to vote in person today, there are measures to stay safe from coronavirus, Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold.
Making sure that all election workers are wearing a mask and other PPE as required. We're requiring social distancing in the polls to the extent that it's possible for election workers to do their jobs. There's disinfectant, and every piece of voting equipment will be disinfected between every use.
This is CPR News.